The Memoirs of Silver Blaze by Michael Sims. I shall not soon forget that awful night on the moors. I was happy in King's Pyland. At the time of my story, I was in my fifth year. I had already been an eminent racer for years, but at heart I am still a romantic colt, and northern Dartmoor is wild and free. Not that Colonel Ross permitted me to race across the moors. No, I was too valuable for that. But I breathed the bold spirit of the moors from dawn to dusk. I loved the rugged hillsides, the towering granite tors, and the mists that often veiled it all for hours before the sun could make headway. My mother taught me that a gentleman never boasts, and thus I face a quandary. I hope that mentioning a fact won't brand me a braggart. Possibly you have been on the continent and failed to recognize the name Silver Blaze. I have a white forehead, but no other white markings except a mottled-off foreleg. Thistle was my dam, and Isonomy my sire. Yes, the Isonomy, who in 1878 won the Cambridgeshire at Newmarket, and the next year both the Ascot Gold Cup and the Manchester Plate, and the next Ascot again. It was a legacy to trip even the most cocksure colt, yet I fancy I showed myself worthy. Foaled in 1885, I barely perspired in winning the 2,000 guinea stake in my third year. At Ascot, I won the St. James's Place Stakes in a canter. At the time I speak of, I was the favourite in the Wessex Cup, with odds of 3-1. The Devonshire moor country round the stables is bleak and windy. About half a mile to the north, there is a small cluster of villas, which seem to be reserved as barns for lame and winded people. I have seen them seated in chairs on the lawn, their expressions reminding me of Black Simon after he broke his off foreleg in the St. Ledger, wondering when they would come for him. 2 miles distant across the moor lay Capelton, which a sly trainer named Silas Brown ran for Lord Backwater. 2 miles to the west was the only sign of civilization, the village of Tavistock, rising above the bracken and firs. Wild moors sprawled in every other direction.